Sunday, June 13th, 2021. Oh, children, hear this I say to you today, children. I see what every one of you is walking through. I see you. I see the darkness you've been trying to walk through. Don't try anymore. Just walk. But the best way to get through anything is to praise me. Oh, children, hear me today. If all my children would start praising me more, if you would just thank me and look to heaven, if you would just look inside you where I am, look at the throne of God that backs you up and where Jesus is and you're seated with him. Children, if you'll start getting the right view about things, the heavenly view, and start seeing where you really are and start praising me, just start thanking me and praising me. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you see in the natural. I don't care what you're going through or what you're experiencing. It'll all go away if you'll praise me, because I inhabit your praises, and your praises stills the enemy. It shuts him down. He can't move. It paralyzes him. Because he wants all your attention on him. And whenever your attention is on your circumstances, then it's really on him. He's the father of lies, and he surrounds you with lies, circumstances, false evidences, shadows and smoke screens, phantoms. All of it's lies, and it's meant for one purpose, to deceive you and make you think something's wrong. To surround you with so much smoke that you can't see through it, and all you see is the smoke. And when he does that, he's captured your attention on him, and he's got your full attention, and it's not on me. Oh, children, your praise will clear all the smoke screens away. This is my promise I make to you. Read Psalms 8. I told you what I'll do when you praise me. I will still the enemy. I'll do it. I'll do it. You wouldn't have to do near as much praying and going through angst if you just praise me. Thank me. Praise me right in the middle of the storm. Just praise me. Shout your praises to me, because praise is the voice of faith, and it stills the enemy. And I inhabit your praises. And when I move in on your praises, all the darkness moves out. The enemy can't stand in my presence, but you can. You can stand in my presence and praise me, and I will come down in the midst of you. I'll surround you with my glory. The glory's already on you, but you activate it with your praise and your thanksgiving. Let me move in on your affairs. Just start thanking me and praising me more than you've ever done in your life. All your praying, all your confessing, all your Bible reading, all your meditating and hunkering down and drawing aside to seek me and interceding and intercession and praying and supplicating to me would not be necessary if you realized the right view about things. You're already healed. That's the way I see you. You're already rich. That's the way I see you. If you'd get the right view of yourself, you won't have any trouble praising me anymore, because you're complete in me. In me is all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and I said you're complete in me. That means there's nothing missing and nothing broken. You're already finished. You're already complete in me. You have all and you're full. Overabunding, overabundance, filled to the full and abundantly provided, and it's all you. You're in it. When you came in Christ Jesus, you came into all the fullness of the Godhead. It's in you and on you. Clothes you and in you. Oh, children, if you'll get the right view about things, where you are, and what you have, and that it's all past tense. It's already done. I'm not going to come back and go to the cross again. I'm not going to the whipping post again. I'm not going to shed my blood again. I did it once, and that was enough. Make it be enough for you. Right now, settle it. What I did was enough for you. It's all you need. And you've got everything I have. All things are yours, and they belong to you. Think that way. Think it. Believe it. And speak it. And praise me like you have it. Praise me like my word's the truth. The truth that it's true to you, that my word to you is true. Like when you read that Bible, it's you, that you're reading about you in that Bible. And when you do and you start thanking me and praising me for it, you'll look up and all the lies and the smoke screens and the cloud and the storms will be gone, because praise clears and stills the enemy, and it clears the smoke screens. I'm for you. I'm in you. I'm on you. So many of my children are walking through dark places right now because the whole nation's in darkness. But I must depend upon my children of light to stand up and take the light and walk out of it, shining bright. Shine your light bright everywhere you go. Let it come through you. The light of life is on the inside of you. Live from it. Use it. Walk in it. And believe it's there for you. You're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. And you're not going to fall. I'm with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you?